This past weekend, professional team sports resumed in the U.S.
Ball in! Do we have our first goal? I think we do. The North Carolina Courage come through to score the first goal of the NWSL Challenge Cup.
The NWSL kicked off the Challenge Cup, a month-long knockout tournament in Utah.
Today, The Athletic's Meg Linehan joins us to talk about what happened in the opening matches, a much-talked-about moment during the national anthem, and whether or not anyone can stop the North Carolina Courage.
I do think that they are ultimately the best American domestic club team we've ever seen throughout every single professional league.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Friday, July 3rd, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Well, so first of all, Meg, the Challenge Cup has been the first time we've had live games from an American professional team sport since sports shut down. Can you tell us how this tournament came together?
It really seems like they basically got this tournament formulated in a matter of weeks.
The best women's soccer players in the world are leading the way. The National Women's Soccer League will be the first U.S. team sport to resume play with a soccer tournament this summer. With the regular season,
I think it was like an all hands on deck effort between the league, the players association, the teams, particularly Utah, the host, the owner, Deloitte Hansen, putting a lot of money behind this, but there was also new sponsorships that were brought in at the same time. So technically they are playing the NWSL Challenge Cup sponsored by P&G and Secret.
Time for today's Secret No Sweat play of the game. We go to the first minute of stoppage time.
These are big sponsors. Budweiser, CBS, who has the television broadcast deal, Google, Nike, P&G, Secret, Thorn, Twitch, who does all of the international streaming, and Verizon was another sponsor that they brought in. These are not small names at this point. So it is really a brand new world in terms of sponsorship for this league.
This isn't the first time that we've been able to watch NWSL matches on television, but it is the first time that we've seen it on network television.
So the opener is on CBS and the final is on CBS. And then every other game in America and Canada is on CBS All Access. And then international viewers have Twitch as their streaming platform. So I do think, you know, this has been a pretty significant investment from CBS. I know Bob Williams reported the numbers for the investment from CBS. It's over $1 million a season from CBS, which is a pretty decent rights amount for NWSL. They've really bought in, and it's not just airing the games. It's also having pre and post game analysis. It's having website coverage. It's having social support. It's, you know, it's not just, are you putting the game somewhere? It's, are you building this ecosystem around them so that way people are finding them and watching them and you're attracting new viewers as well? 572,000 people tuned in to Portland Thorns versus North Carolina. That's the biggest number the league has ever gotten. The 18 to 49 demo rated higher than the entire 2019 NWSL Championship on ESPN.
Well, and even before the tournament kicked off, we saw a team have to withdraw due to COVID.
Disappointment not only for the fans, but for Orlando Pride. The club announced they'd be withdrawing from the tournament after six players and four staff members tested positive for the coronavirus, all asymptomatic. In a statement, the Pride says those
there
team
were multiple outings to local bars in Orlando because Florida has opened up to some extent. So the team got concerned that there was a situation brewing and they did some additional testing. And then what ended up happening is they get all of these positive slash inconclusive results. So everyone essentially has to go into quarantine and then do follow-up testing.
The NWSL is now rearranging its schedule for its upcoming Challenge Cup tournament. The NWSL also released a statement Tuesday saying in part, "We're all obviously disappointed, but in the current environment, this is a situation that we have prepared for."
So what's actually ended up happening is that most of those tests have now proven to be negative. So I do think that it's definitely been an example for other leagues of situations that you might get into. And honestly, MLS is having some of the same problems right now.
Well, there's been a lot of great soccer during this opening week, but it was to some extent overshadowed by a highly publicized moment during the national anthem on the first day of play.
The image that really took off was Casey Short, who's a defender for the Chicago Red Stars, kneeling with Julie Ertz, who's a midfielder, also, you know, both play for the U.S. national team. Just, you know, and we found out later, praying through this moment, but also just in tears and supporting each other and truly having this personal moment on live television, essentially.
Moment of the weekend before that Washington-Chicago match, Casey Short, a black player for the Chicago Red Stars, overcome with emotion as she took a knee during the national anthem in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Her white teammate, Julie Ertz, could be seen consoling her. It's an image that's gone viral. What was your
that
reaction?
That is definitely a moment, one that I've written about, one that our coworker Marcus Thompson wrote about as well, that does have power. And I thought what Marcus wrote about it was extremely powerful in that he saw this moment of healing. And I think he really made a beautiful call to witness what is possible in terms of recognizing someone's pain and someone's humanity.
What were your thoughts on that moment? You shared some concerns about the way it was shared.
The one thing about Casey and Julie in particular is that when the league released the highlight package of the game that night, they have the opening scene setter of Chicago Red Stars versus Washington Spirit match highlights sponsored by Verizon. And then the screen cuts to a shot of Casey Short crying during the anthem. And it felt very much like this sponsored content of black pain. I don't know if everyone is equipped to have the right answer for this off the bat, but I do think that there have definitely been some additional conversations around how do we navigate this respectfully while still making sure that the players have a platform without taking advantage of them at the same time.
All right, on to the field. So Wednesday, we see this matchup between the Washington Spirit and the North Carolina Courage, the defending league champs, and both of these teams are title favorites this year. What were your key takeaways from that contest?
Yeah, I mean, the key takeaway is, you know, North Carolina Courage are the North Carolina Courage. They've really become the one true dynasty of this league.
And the Courage will continue through the challenge of stop that Williams continues. The recovery run is late. Williams scores for the Courage.
Lynn Williams. I mean, that first goal that she had, it looks effortless and it is incredible vision.
And then just takes it down the end line, uses her speed, uses her athleticism. And it's not if Lynn Williams will punish you, it's when.
Yeah, North Carolina Courage are going to North Carolina Courage. That really is the main takeaway.
And if this was a staging post for Washington to see where they were, North Carolina remains Everest in this league.
Lynn Williams put away both goals for the Courage. She's now the top scorer in the tournament. Is she the player to watch?
Yeah, I mean, I love watching Lynn Williams. I think that she's still somehow underrated as a forward simply because she hasn't quite had that breakthrough yet at the national team stage. But, you know, I think if there is one player for people to watch on North Carolina, which is an impossible task. This team is stacked. But the player that I always find myself just absolutely almost laughing in this like giddy, I cannot believe this is happening sort of fashion is Dabinha, who's their Brazilian midfielder.
Off the turn, Dabinha. Dabinha floats, stabbed in! North Carolina up 2-0.
She was the MVP of last year's championship. I mean, she is essentially the heart of the orchestra for them.
Mewis to Dabinha for the shot! Oh boy, it was a rocket!
So I do think that if Dabinha is on her sauce during a game, Courage are really going to be hard to beat.
Soccer is obviously so huge in Brazil. Is Dabinha the heir apparent to Marta? Is she the next big star?
My vote is yes. The thing about Dabinha that is so impressive is that when she came to North Carolina, she was a very one-way player, great at offense. Paul Riley has now turned her into this defensive machine as well. She is one of the most important players in their high press. So I do think Dabinha is essentially the next great hope for them. But I think that she now playing in the U.S. has benefited tremendously, especially from playing on the Courage, and that's only going to benefit Brazil.
Well, so 3 match days through the Challenge Cup tournament. Are the Courage the favorite here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, they're inevitable. I do think that they are ultimately the best American domestic club team we've ever seen throughout every single professional league. I think they make a lot of people very mad for a lot of very different reasons, but I mean, fundamentally, you cannot deny that they're able to beat you so many different ways. They have so many different pieces. Like, Dabinha is one thing, but you could build an entire team around Crystal Dunn, too. So I think, you know, as frustrating as it is to say, sure, the North Carolina Courage are favorites again, and they've won multiple championships and multiple NWSL shields. There's a reason. And nothing yet has changed to make it any different.
Meg, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course, anytime.
You can follow Meg Linehan's coverage of the NWSL and check out her new podcast, Full Time with Meg Linehan, at theathletic.com. Thanks for listening this week. Our senior producer is Matt Straub. Production assistance and fact-checking by Ian Hurley. Sound design and mixing by Wydong Lin, Aaron May, and Joe Richardson. Our theme song was composed by Lindsey Graham. Our editorial director is me, Kavitha Davidson. Our executive producer is Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Marshall Louie and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you next week.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know. If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.